Return to the Lord. Those are the words that we heard just this last week when we started the season of Lent in Ash Wednesday. Return to the Lord, says the prophet Joel. That is also our theme and focus on for us for this season of the church that we call Lent. Return to the Lord. Now, if you think about it, if we're called from God to return back to Him, it's a great message for us still living in the midst of a pandemic when we're stuck in a rut at times. A lot of us still are sheltering in place at home, and God is still beckoning us to return to His people, His place of worship, and the world around us in different ways possible. Return to the Lord. Now, if you think about it, though, if we're returning to something, that means and entails what? There's something that caused us to walk away, to turn from God, right? If we're going to return back to Him, that means something happened. Last week, we talked about that greatest turn from God in sin in the Garden of Eden with our first parents, Adam and Eve, when they gave us that original sin. Tonight, I think it's actually going to hit closer to home for us. Turn from something. And during tonight and the next few weeks here in Wednesdays, we're going to look at the areas of life in which we can turn away from. If you think about it, that is what the word, the churchy word repent, even means. It means to turn away from sin. So as it entails, as you're looking ahead here with the various seasons that we have in life, the one thing that really came, that jumped out of the text that we heard from King Solomon in Ecclesiastes, that to everything there is a season. He said a lot of things: loving, hating, embracing, not embracing, gathering stones, ready to stone somebody even. There's a time for that. But what he didn't say was our focus for tonight: apathy. Somebody raise your hand. Give me a definition of what it means to have apathy, or when someone's just apathetic. Anybody? What's a good definition? Yeah, shout it out. Okay. Apathy. Yeah. That you don't care. Maybe you're thinking empathy. Empathy is when you really care. Or maybe sympathy, that you're sharing the same thing. But apathy. I don't care. Maybe you heard it. What do you want for dinner tonight? I don't care. We've heard it a million times. I don't care. Or maybe when somebody hurt us. I don't care. It comes up quite a bit in our lives when we think about it. Apathy. When you break down that the word and how it's constructed, it literally means without emotion. Pathos, emotion, but it's apathy, without emotion. Imagine not having any emotion. You ever feel, or maybe you've maybe met somebody that was just to give you a blank stare, that you were talking to a brick wall? They don't have any emotion. I can think about it. Maybe you watched a movie. It came out a little while ago. Maybe there's a Disney ride about it now. Pirates of the Caribbean. You got Captain Jack Sparrow, and he's got this evil nemesis, the Captain Barbossa. And there's a curse on him in this movie that he never died, but that he couldn't have any feeling. He couldn't have any emotion. He couldn't feel what it was like to feel. He couldn't love. He couldn't even taste something that was good. Maybe you feel like that sometimes too. Maybe we all do. Maybe we all have a little apathy. Or maybe you know somebody that does. Maybe that's it. For us tonight, I think that's important to remember. We as God's people, created in the image of God, are just like the world around us. We are made from stuff of the earth, just like Adam was made from the dust of the earth. And so if there are seasons of the church, right? We're in Wisconsin. There are seasons in the world, winter, spring, summer, fall, we're lucky we don't live like maybe down in Texas where they don't get the full season effect. We got beautiful colors. If there's seasons out there in the world, that could mean, and I think it does mean, that we have seasons in our lives. God calls us to be rhythmic, just like the world around us. But it doesn't always happen that way. We might get stuck in a rut. We might go a season through depression. We might go through a season of anxiety. We might go through a season of hating. But something happens along the way. We get apathetic. We just start to stop feeling. So I want to turn with you. This next image here is really helpful. It talks about apathy. Now, this is like more heady, like clinical psychology stuff, but it's really cool. If you look at the chart, on the left, it's what's challenging from high to low, and then what on the bottom is what you have skill for, what God's equipped you for from low to high. And now let's say, for example, you have a really high skill. You're really good at something, and it happens to be that you're really faced with a high challenge. When you got two good things going at the same time, that means you're in the flow, right? You're in the groove. That's like when Aaron Rodgers is playing his top ball and he's throwing touchdowns after touchdown. You're just in the groove. That's good when you got those matched. Or, for example, when you have a really high skill level, you're really talented, you have everything at your disposal, but the challenge is low. It's just you're living life easy. You're on a beach with a drink and some tunes and some sunglasses. That is called relaxation. Don't we all need that? We love that. However, when we have a high challenge, we have a high stressor going on in life, we have a lot of stuff going on, we have deadlines, we have pandemics, we have families, we have bills, we have worries, we have Lent, we have everything, and we don't have a lot of time at our disposal, we don't have a lot of skill, we don't have a lot of money. It's called anxiety, right? We just feel anxious. Kind of feel anxious right now talking about it. Finally, look at the last corner. When you're faced with a low level of skill and ability to accomplish something, your mind just can't handle it. You physically can't handle it. And when you're given a really low challenge where you just don't feel like you have to exert a lot of energy either, that's when we get apathy. I'm just here. And then you go to bed. And then you wake up. I'm just here. And you keep doing it. That is a problem that I think our Lord calls us from sometimes, because even Christians historically condemned apathy through the years. Apathy, in another way, is just means a low level of love that you have and are willing to give. Lack of love is apathy. That's very far from what our God calls, because God is love. You might even read about it also, that the interpretation of apathy as a lack of Christian love, it's called sloth. It's one of the seven deadly sins, even if you want to call it that way, where you just don't do anything. We had a few months of that, it might have felt like, where we just didn't do anything. We were just locked away. And for a lot of people, it hurt them, especially extroverts like me. They just got like restless, like, I got to do something. I got to be around people. But when you can't, you're just like, okay. When you hear King Solomon in his wisdom talk about Ecclesiastes, that word Ecclesiastes actually means a word to the church. And he says, yes, there is a season for a lot of things in life, even to hate, to kill even, to die. But one that he doesn't list is apathy, because we can't have it in our lives if we are called to be Christians and to love. We just can't afford to let us slip into that. And the way of remembering is to remember the passion of Christ, his willing to suffer What would happen if Jesus woke up and just said, Lord, I don't feel like it. I don't care. Let him die. Let him go straight to hell because I'm not going to do it. But you know what? Jesus did not say that. He's slow to anger and abounding in love. And yes, he even pled that if God could give him a different way out, he would do it, but he wanted to still do the will of God. And that's what we're called to this Lent as well, to care, to jump out one step at a time from that rut that we're in, to care about yourself even, because you are a person that God died for on the cross, just for you. When you look around, he did the same thing for every single one of us. And that's why we could be motivated to care too. Even the people that we might not get along with, even the people that we hate, I call them EGRs, the extra grace required people. There are some of those in life when they get on your nerves, but guess what? They're people, even if we don't like them, they're people that Jesus died for too. And through all the seasons of life, we are called to care because Jesus first cared for you. That's what it means today when we look to the seasons of life. To return to the Lord, to turn from your apathy, turn from your past, and get back to the cross. Because everything there is a season. Please pray with me. Dear Lord God, thank you for going to the cross by sending us your Son, Jesus Christ, to mend the relationship break that was started long ago and help us to always come back to you and to give us not just second chances, but third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances each and every season of our life. Lord, we pray that during the ups and downs of life and even in the cold and warmth, that you warm our hearts and we open our ears and eyes to see how you are working day in and day out to love us and to love others. Help us do the same as we return to you. In Jesus we pray. Amen.